Welcome to the Thrive Girl Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Dos Santos, and I'm here to talk all things business, money, motivation, and manifestation. My goal in this podcast is to help turn your vision board into your reality and live a life of freedom. I'll interview some of the most amazing women in business who will give you all the tips and advice you need to live your most abundant life. We were not put on this earth to survive. We are here to thrive. So without further ado, let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Thrive Girl Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you guys are doing amazing and having a great day. It is a new week. We're in April still. We had such gorgeous weather over the weekend. It was actually kind of hot here in Florida where I am. I think it was close to 90. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the heat, but today dropped back down to 70, but I'm taking that still because it's nice sometimes to walk outside and it's kind of cool and crisp because I know that the summer heat is coming in Florida and there's not going to be many more days where we can walk outside and feel that fresh air. So I am taking the cooler day today too. So I hope everyone had an amazing weekend. I had such a great weekend. So I've been a little crazy busy lately. So my dad's birthday is actually this Tuesday, April 23rd. He is going to turn 70. Yes, 70, seven decades, 70. So of course, that's like a huge birthday. Honestly, I think every birthday is huge now. I have become the person who just loves birthdays and wants to celebrate them because why the hell wouldn't you? I mean, celebrate every single birthday. Being that this is my dad's 70th birthday, I wanted to go even a little more above and beyond because it's a huge milestone. So I had a little surprise party for him at my house on Saturday night. It was a small intimate party of just family. You know, all my brothers were there and my cousin from New York was in town who I love so much. We always have such a great time together and my uncle and my grandma and we just all had a fun night. My dad was definitely surprised. He didn't know it was a birthday dinner. He thought I was just doing a dinner because my cousin and my uncle were in town. So he was surprised. And I had just black and gold balloons everywhere. I love to decorate. Fun fact about me is I love to make balloon arches. Crazier thing is I'm actually allergic to latex. So the girl who's allergic to latex loves to make balloon arches. So I literally have to wear gloves when I make them. And then I start getting itchy and I need to just stop touching the balloons for a little while. But I just love to do balloon arches. And you know, I just think balloon arches are just chef's kiss amazing. I mean, they just elevate the whole atmosphere of the party and I'm all for balloons. So I made a couple of fun little gifts for him. Got this idea on Pinterest. It was like making a diaper cake for a baby shower, but instead of using diapers, you use toilet paper. And then I decorated the toilet paper cake with a bunch of things like a knee brace, you know, cheater glasses, a leave, fish oil, multivitamins, a magnifying glass. And then I had this little sign at the top and it said, crap, you're old. It was just funny. And my dad just loved it. You know, I honestly think that could have been his favorite gift. He just kept looking at it and laughing. And I really think that was his favorite gift. And, you know, he got a couple really good gifts, I will say. I ended up surprising him and telling him that I am taking him on a little father-daughter cruise. Yeah, so in a few weeks, we're going to be going on a cruise, just my dad and I. And again, I just wanted to make this birthday really special for him and really memorable and really just, you know, acknowledge how amazing it is that he's turning 70 and just celebrate life with him. And you know, that has definitely been one of my priorities this year, is to spend more quality time with my family, because again, life is crazy and you know, they live nearby and I talk and see them often, but quality time is definitely something that you have to carve out the time for. And I feel called to do that this year with my parents, and I want to spend as much quality time with them as possible. So that's my little weekend roundup. Hope you guys had a great weekend. So let's get into today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Zen Business. Zen Business is a business's service platform that provides everything you need to start, run, and grow your business all in one place. I personally use Zen Business to start my first business and couldn't recommend it enough. I will post a special link in the show notes that you can click to officially start making your dreams your reality. Zen Business. So today we have a spicy episode. We're going to talk about probably one of my favorite topics. Oh, and I want to say good job on the 4-week summer body challenge. I am so excited. If you haven't started that, don't forget on my website, go to thethrivegirl.com/shop. And I'll also post this link below in the show notes and you can download your 4-week summer body challenge. This is my 4-week summer body challenge to help you become motivated and feel good for summer and look great. So like I talked about on the other episode, it's a super easy, super efficient, you're going to get the most bang for your buck and you're going to feel amazing. So if you haven't started that challenge, again, you can start it whenever. There was no start date. Day one starts when you start. So go onto my site and check that out and you can upload it and start today. So don't forget about that. So today we are going to talk about why you should become an entrepreneur. And I honestly could talk about this topic for 20 hours. You know, I created a list of 5 of my top reasons why everyone should become an entrepreneur of some sort. And we're going to go over those. And again, the list that I could have created for this topic is endless, but obviously we don't have that much time. So we're going to talk about the top 5 reasons why I think everyone should become an entrepreneur, and we're going to start. So let's start this conversation, number one, with what is an entrepreneur? So let's start with the official definition of an entrepreneur. So the definition of an entrepreneur is, quote, a person who organizes and operates a business taking on a greater than normal financial risk in order to do so, end quote. So basically it's saying that it's a person, okay, we could have guessed that, who organizes and operates a business, okay, we got that, comma, taking on a greater than normal financial risk in order to do so. You know, that last part I feel like should be updated a little bit. I mean, maybe back in 1962, this was true, but in the world we live in today of the internet, online, social media, text messaging, emails, I feel like that could really be questioned. So I don't really know if I agree with that part, but you know, let's continue on with this. I'm going to define an entrepreneur as someone who creates an opportunity from their passion. And again, the way we think about someone who is a quote unquote entrepreneur or a business owner or their own boss, a lot of it has to do with our subconscious mind. So what we think about a person who is a business owner or an entrepreneur has to do with what we saw or what we were told growing up that created that definition of an entrepreneur in our brain until we are old enough to relearn or replace any negative or limiting beliefs that maybe we couldn't be that person or maybe that wasn't possible. You know, there's people out there that think that business owners only are business owners because maybe they were born into a family who owned a business. You know, think about the big names. Let's think about the Hiltons. You know, let's talk about Paris Hilton. You know, is she an entrepreneur because she was born a Hilton? I don't think so. I think she created a lot of opportunities for herself and a lot of businesses. But some people think that you're only given certain opportunities if you were born into them. And that's just simply not true. So now that we talked about what exactly an entrepreneur is, let's talk about why you should, or in my opinion, everyone should become one. My number one reason is freedom. Period. I don't even have to go any further. Freedom. What do I mean by freedom? I mean that when you can wake up and you are in control of your day, that is freedom. Now, again, disclaimer, I understand that there are opportunities and situations and things that can come up any day for any one of us, and we have to deal with them. And that's something that's called life. And I'm not talking about that stuff right now. I'm talking about the things that you do to make money or that you do as a profession or that you do to create revenue of some sort. That's what I'm referring to right now in regards to freedom. You know what freedom is? Freedom is being in control of your time. Freedom is having the capability to wake up, to do what you want to do in the morning, to take care of your kids if you want to take care of your kids and get them off to school. You want to go take time to go work out, and you have the ability to do all that because you can determine when you want to start working for the day or if you want to work at all that day. That is freedom. Freedom is not being trapped in a box. So let's think about a quote unquote typical office job where you go to that office every day. And let's say you have to be there at 8 a.m. So that means that your morning is going to be planned around getting to work on time and clocking in at 8 a.m. So a lot of those things that you wanted to do, maybe you just can't do it because you got to worry about getting to your office job by 8 a.m. and clocking in. And then you're stuck in that cubicle maybe until 5 p.m. that. And then you're going to clock out at 5 p.m. and then you're going to go home and you're going to do it all over again. It's like a hamster running on a hamster wheel. And what would be even worse is if you don't like the job you have. I read this article somewhere recently and it said 4 out of 5 Americans are not happy with their current job. And I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, so that many people wake up every day and are just not happy. And that's sad. That is just so sad to me. And we know how I feel about the importance of energy and positivity and happiness. So if that many people are unhappy about something that they have to do maybe 40 hours a week, that's just going to pour over into so many other areas of their life. There's something we can do about this, and that is taking the reins and becoming your own boss. And there's so many ways to do it. Right now, we're going to focus on the reasons why we need to do it, because I could just go off on a whole tangent about this whole topic. So let's circle back. You know, like I just said, the number one reason is freedom. Freedom to take the day off, freedom to start work when you want, freedom to end work when you want. Maybe if your kid has something at school, you can stop work, go to the event, come back to work. And you know what? You can do it because you're your own boss. Because why would you look back at your life and realize that you were not able to go to all these monumental things for your child or maybe someone else in your family because you were stuck in your little cubicle that you hated? That is just not the life that I want anyone to have. I'm not saying we're going to be able to make every single thing, but we can all get to a point in our lives where we are able to control our schedule. So number one is freedom. And to me, that freedom is priceless. Number two, your earning is limitless. Limitless. If you work for someone or for a company and you are paid hourly or you are paid salary, that is your quote unquote money ceiling. So let's just use a number, for example. If you get paid $25 an hour, okay, before taxes, okay, because we can't forget about the taxes. So that means you're not bringing home all $25 of that $25 an hour. So that's it. You know, you could be the best employee at that company, or you can work 10 times harder than anyone else in that room with you, but you're going to bring home that hourly rate and that's it. And then, you know, ideally people hope that maybe every year they're going to get a small raise, or every other year, maybe they can get a promotion and they get a larger raise. And really what it compares to is like this rat who's looking to find the cheese. But really what the company is they're the trap. So they're holding the cheese and they're like dangling it in front of you and they're waiting for you to come to it. And then they can just clamp down on you and then they still control you. They still control your time. They still control how much money you make. So let me ask you a question. What sounds more exciting? Knowing that you are guaranteed to make $48,000 this year by working your salary or hourly paid job or starting your own business venture and becoming a millionaire this year. I mean, these are your options, people. I'm not making this up. These are your options. This is what you have the option to choose. And maybe somebody just laughed out loud and thought to themselves, oh yeah, I'll become a millionaire this year because I'm going to start this business. Sure. Guess what? Newsflash. Someone out there has already done it. And probably that person is less intelligent than you, maybe younger than you, less experienced than you. They just decided to take a chance on themselves, or they just didn't want that life so bad that they just decided to take the chance on themselves. And you know what? It paid off in the end. So again, number two is your earning is limitless. Three, I'm going to say you're fireproof. No one can fire you. No one can fire you. If you're your own boss, no one can fire you. No one can write you up. No one can criticize you. Now, you know, maybe your customers or your clients, you know, they can technically say, I don't want to use your services, or I'm not going to buy anything else from you. You know, in that respect, we can say you can lose people, but guess what? There's billions and billions and billions and billions of people in the world. So when one door closes, 25 other doors open. So you technically are untouchable when it comes to losing your job. Number four is it's exciting. It's exciting that you don't know what opportunity is going to come up. You don't know what business venture you're going to be offered. You don't know how fast your business is going to grow, or you don't even realize and understand the type of lifestyle you are going to be able to create for yourself. So every day, every week, when you just start thinking of new ideas or you're given new opportunities, it just excites you. It keeps it exciting, because who wants to live life on that hamster wheel where every day you're just running on that same wheel over and over and over and over again for 25 years, hoping that one day you're going to retire happily with a pension and then do all the things you want to do? Because we don't want to do that, people. We don't want to do that. We're not doing that. The rat race is over. No one is in that race anymore. Okay, so we are surpassing that. There's just way too many reasons and ways to not be in the rat race. My next reason is going to be to stop trading your time for money. Because again, let's bring up being an hourly employee. How many hours in the day are there? 24 hours. Most people work 8 hours a day. Let's say you work a 40-hour work week, 5 days a week. You're going to work 8 hours a day to get your 40 hours. You know, you need time to sleep. You need time to eat. You need time to take care of your kids. So there's only so many hours in the day that you can work. So again, your earning potential has a ceiling effect. There's not endless amounts of time in a day. You can only work so many hours a day and still do all the other stuff you have to do for yourself. So you are putting a cap on your earning and your time. Which brings me to my final reason why you should become an entrepreneur, is because you can create a legacy here. You can create something that is going to be bigger than you could have ever imagined and live on longer than you will live on. And you can leave this to your family, to your friends, to whoever you want to leave it to. The thought of that is just fire. I mean, think about if you create some type of a business that just blossoms and blooms over the years and becomes this giant monster, and you are successful, it's growing, and then maybe your kids want to get involved one day, and then your kids are stepping into this business that's already created, and then maybe they're going to expand on it and just continue to share it with the world. Or maybe you've created or done something that has just changed the world in such a positive, beneficial way. You know, maybe you've created something that makes life easier. Maybe you wrote a textbook that's going to live on bookshelves in all the universities across the country. A legacy is something that you will most likely not be able to create if you're working that job where you're running on the hamster wheel, because you don't have the opportunity or you don't have the capability to do that if you're working for a company or for someone else. Because at the end of the day, your job is to do the job that they have assigned you, and then they get the bigger opportunities for them. So legacy, think about that. And do you know what's one of the most amazing things about becoming an entrepreneur is? Is that the opportunities we have today are better than ever. If you wanted to open up a business or become some type of an entrepreneur back maybe 50 years ago, there was no internet, there was no social media, there was no online selling, there was not email, there was not Skype. We had none of these options to create a business or to work from or to sell from. And we have all these options. You can start so many businesses with such little overhead that it's not even funny. And the fact that more people don't try to do something like that is mind-blowing, because I understand that not everybody can just stop their current job and start doing whatever they want to do because they still have bills to pay, they have families to take care of. I totally get that. But what is really cool is you can start something on a smaller scale and then grow it to a larger scale. That way, one day you can quit that job maybe that you don't love. And you know what? We call that a side hustle. So if you are able to start your passion as a quote unquote small side hustle and still work your current job. And you know what I'm going to say is, if you don't have a side hustle right now, you better go and get one, because we are the generation of multiple sources of income, multiple streams of income. There's so many ways to make passive income. There is ways that you can start a side hustle online, and you can create that side hustle with something you're super passionate about. So it's fun for you. It won't even feel like work. And once you start doing that, you are going to become so addicted to that feeling and that high you get by working on the thing that really is your passion. Because that's what we should all be aiming for, is to do work that doesn't feel like work to us, aka live in our zone of genius. And if you're not there right now, let me tell you, you can get there. And you can get there way faster than maybe you even think. What I'm going to tell you, if you need a little more inspiration, is you really got to read a book or listen to an audiobook on business or in mindset. I actually am reading right now Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And I think it's such a great read. I'm not fully done with it, so I'm not going to talk about the book yet. I will talk about it on an upcoming episode, but I already have many things highlighted to talk about in that book. And again, a book is such a small investment, guys. You can go to the library. You can rent a book for free and just make sure you return it before it's due so you don't get charged. But you can literally learn for free. In this country, we are known to spend thousands, if not ten thousands, if not hundreds of thousands on getting a college education. And let me tell you something, some of the stuff I've learned just from reading a free book from the library, I'm gonna say could be more influential than many of the college courses that I've ever taken in my life. So I'm just gonna put that out there. And I think if you really are interested in kind of changing the path of your life, I'm going to tell you right now, start reading a book, start listening to books on audiobooks, on some of these influential business books, and you're going to open Pandora's box and you're going to think to yourself, why did I wait so long to do this? But just embrace it and go for it. And what's cool about being an entrepreneur is, you know, you can start and stop as many things as you want. Like, you don't have to have one area. You can do multiple things. And if you don't want to do something anymore, you can stop doing that. So that's what's cool, is you have freedom and flexibility to do the things that you want, and you can grow or grow out of different things throughout the different phases of your life. So another reason why being an entrepreneur is so amazing. Okay, guys, so now that I have just elaborated on how many benefits and how I think everyone should become an entrepreneur, I'm going to help you figure out how to become one. So I am so passionate about telling as many people possible on the opportunities that you guys have to make a lot of money, not work hard, and live in your zone of genius, live your passion, and create your work around your life. Not create your life around the work, because I'm all about creating my vision board life. And I think it's so possible for every single one of us. And if I can help as many people as I can possibly help to open their eyes to this reality that they didn't really realize was so possible, then that just makes me so fired up and happy. So I have created a course, and I spoke about this course on a previous episode, but I didn't give too many details on it. This course is called the Thrive Girls Entrepreneur Lifestyle Academy. This course is going to launch on Cinco de Mayo, that is May 5th, 2024. I love Cinco de Mayo. If you know me, you know that. I love to just go out. I love to have a margarita. I love to dance. I love to have some good food. And you know what? What better day to celebrate becoming entrepreneurs than Cinco de Mayo. So this course will be available on my website, thethrivegirl.com. It'll be under the shop page, and you'll be able to purchase the course. You will log in, you'll access all the material, it'll be downloaded, and I'm going to add a couple bonuses for the first month of the launch, since it's so exciting, and more details on that to come. But I'm telling you right now, it will be available May 5th, 2024. And this course is going to break down on what it means to become an entrepreneur, what it takes, how we can break it down to make the steps easy and not as scary. Because when you look at something and you're looking at the whole picture, it's overwhelming. And many people just don't do things because they're too overwhelmed. So the whole science behind that is you just have to chunk down the big thing into small pieces. And then once you complete each piece, you're putting the puzzle together. And before you know it, the whole puzzle's completed and it's done. And what's cool is once you learn this theory in one aspect of your life, you can apply it to any aspect of your life. And you're going to look back after you've done this and you're going to say, oh my gosh, why did I make everything in my life so much harder than it actually was? And it's just because you didn't know it yet. And I was at at a point where I didn't know how to do this stuff either, but I have learned it and it has changed my life. And I am here to help and teach you that you can do it too. So this course is going to show you how easy it is to become an entrepreneur, how you can start making money immediately, how low cost it is. I'm going to tell you the legal steps you need to do to become an entrepreneur, A to Z, and basically how you can start your business with little to no cost and start making money within a few weeks, if not days. And this is for any type of business, guys. This is not just for one type of business. This program can be used to start any type of business. So more on that to come. And we'll talk a little bit more on this course on the next episode as well, because I want to share a few more things that I think are just super important. And I'm just so, so excited for this to come out. And I will be talking and posting more about this. So to end this topic and this episode, I just want to say one more thing. I want you guys to just stop and think about your life. Just as you're listening to me right now, just stop, close your eyes, and just think about your life and just see what comes up automatically or see what picture comes into your brain. And when you stop to think about your life, if you are not completely and utterly turned on by the thoughts that are going into your brain, then you need to stop and figure out what the hell you need to do to make your life sexier. You need to make your life become so unbelievably irresistible that when you stop to think about your life, you just become so lit up, so fired up, so turned on about all the amazing and exciting opportunities and plans you have coming your way because you created all of that for yourself. And you need to start now. There's no reason to wait. And there's no rules in our lives that say we have to wait until this point to do this and this point to do that. Nope, nope, nope. Because let me tell you, there is an invisible clock for all of us that we can't see. And every day that clock is counting down and we don't know when the clock is going to stop. So what I'm here to tell you is live now. Start now. Do it now. Don't wait. And bet on yourself, okay? Because you are the only one that can control yourself and your future. And if you start doing that now, you can look back a year from now and think to yourself, I am so grateful that I did that because look at where I am now. And that is my message for you guys today. So I hope this episode really fires you up and just gets your wheels turning in your brain on all the different things and opportunities that you want to create for yourself. And you just start going for them. And one of my jobs is going to be to help expedite those things for you. You guys have the best day. I hope something amazing happens to you. I hope you get great news today. I hope you think of new great ideas today. And we will talk more on the next episode. All right. Bye.